Welcome back to the Wild Side News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Sometimes it seems that we have our own reality here in the United States of America. And in fact, we do. We are a privileged people. But lately, the spirit of a true democracy has been strained as we learn more and more about the obfuscations and fog of fact that seems to filter the perceptions and decisions of the Bush administration. These judgments are now crossing party lines. In a moment, we hear the Bush administration's response to the IPCC report when your Voice of the Earth continues here on the Wild Side News. We continue our exploration of the report coming from Paris this last week on the future of climates around the world. It's no secret that the issue of global warming has been swirling around the Bush administration like a dust ball at their feet, which one simply cannot kick under the bed. For years, we have heard that the issue is still up for debate because scientists don't really agree on whether global warming is, in fact, real, and that there isn't real science to justify any commitment to Kyoto and other efforts because the science just isn't good enough. There has been a simmering cynicism spun out towards the public at large who embrace and champion the need to respond to global warming. And facts are coming out from within the government's scientific community that there was great pressure and constraints applied to any reports with language that even hinted at or acknowledged that global warming was to be taken seriously. Now, we're about to hear excerpts from a news conference held on behalf of the Bush administration response to the IPCC report. We'll be hearing from Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman, Vice Admiral Conrad C. Lautenbacher, who is the administrator of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, known as NOAA, and EPA Chief Steve Johnson. And then we conclude with a call to the people of the Earth by Achim Steiner, Executive Director of the UN Environment Program. With that introduction, we now turn our attention to the Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman's response immediately following the press conference in Paris.
The real purpose of the gathering here is to take note of the publication of the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC. We're very pleased with it. We're embracing it. We agree with it. And the science behind it is something that our country has played a very important role in. As the President has said, and this report makes clear, human activity is contributing to changes in our Earth's climate, and that issue is no longer up to debate. The United States has been a leader in climate science since 2001. This administration has been investing roughly $2 billion a year in just the science part of this, the global climate science program, climate change science program. In order to really get a better understanding of just what is causing these changes, this is a very difficult problem because of the natural variability of climate that exists, and trying to get a sense of what the underlying processes are that may be changing things and apparently are changing things. This administration has consistently supported the view that both the challenge and the possible solution to climate change must be based on sound science. So at the same time that we're seeking better answers to the scientific questions, the President also committed significant resources to developing new technologies to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases and other pollutants. I have seen the extraordinary commitment of our government scientists and engineers and policymakers to confronting this challenge, to learn as much about it as we can, and to develop science-based solutions to tackle it.
We next hear from the Administrator of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Vice Admiral Conrad C. Lautenbacher, Jr.
I also want to, emphasize our commitment to sound science, our commitment to take into account these reports and use them for the benefit of the nation.
And finally, a strong statement of commitment from EPA Chief Steve Johnson.
The release of the IPCC report marks a great day. for the scientific body of knowledge on climate change. And I really do want to congratulate my colleagues, both here at home as well as abroad, for their years of research and assessment, and for their deliberative review of this extraordinary report. As a lifelong scientist, I am a true believer in the power of science to improve our lives. And as the head of the premier environmental agency in the world, I'm very proud of the Bush administration's unparalleled efforts to reduce global greenhouse gas emissions. Since 2001, EPA and the entire administration have invested more than $29 billion to not only study climate change science, but to promote energy efficient and carbon dioxide reducing technologies and fund tax incentives. Over the past 5 years, as science has evolved, this administration has moved forward, developing the technological solutions today which will drive our environmental successes tomorrow. Through common sense programs like Energy Star, President Bush, EPA, and the Department of Energy are reducing our nation's carbon footprint by offering consumers and businesses environmentally friendly energy choices. In 2005 alone, Americans with the help of purchasing Energy Star products saved $12 billion on their bills and prevented greenhouse gas emissions equivalent to 23 million automobiles. The Bush administration's aggressive yet practical strategy to reduce greenhouse gas emissions is delivering real results. Again, I'd like to congratulate my colleagues and look forward to using their scientific findings as we continue our nation's efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Through our commitment to sound science and innovation, the Bush administration has built a solid foundation to address the environmental challenges of the 21st century.
I leave it up to you to form your own conclusions. But the world is responding in its own way. And we conclude with a call to action with one of the leading change agents in the new global climate era, as we return where we began, to the executive director of the UN Environment Program, Dr. Achim Steiner.
Science should not disempower individuals who do not understand the science from acting. And I think it is important that as we present this science, the public does not feel like it can now only sit back and say, well, it's happening and there's nothing we can do about it. I think the science is for experts and policymakers and institutions to address the big picture. The important message, I think, of this report here also is that scientists, to the best of their ability, have now addressed a question that is not primarily a matter of uncertainty anymore, but of ever greater certainty. And I think the message that I particularly, from the perspective of the United Nations Environment Programme, would like to send out is that every individual can today walk out of their front door and cut their emissions by more than what Kyoto had ever envisaged or by what we are talking about for this century without having to lose the quality of their lives. There are consumer decisions that allow us to respond to this science today that we did not even have 15 or 20 years ago. And therefore the individual citizen should not feel disempowered by the complexity of the science, because that is not its intent.
Those are the facts. It's up to us. This is Sidney Wildsmith saying adios, until we meet again, or any time on the archives, when your voice of the earth unites the people of the earth in one voice, here on the Wild Side News.